Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast. We'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 40, BMW CPO versus used car purchase. I just want to say up front what I'm going to be talking about today is talking about BMW's CPO program. I'm sure there's other manufacturers that have, you know, their own certified pre-owned, which is what CPO means, program. But I certainly, working on BMWs exclusively, it's the one I know. I did also, just up front, I did some research recently and come to find out, surprisingly, that the CPO program has changed. But I'll talk about that in a few minutes here. So, CPO, Certified Pre-Owned. What is it? Well, it's a program that BMW, where they will take a car that is typically still under warranty and using their own criteria, whether it be how many miles are on it or the type of car, or it has to go through the service department. It has to be okayed by the service manager, the sales manager, and even BMW. Basically, what they do is they do about 120 to 125 point check, okay, where they're looking at all the safety systems, wear items, the typical things that may wear out on a BMW. Certainly, they're also going through, is there any warranty issues that need to be taken care of on the car? They're supposed to be using original equipment parts when they do any repairs on it. And essentially, once they do that and is then certified as pre-owned, they extend, or used to anyway, they extend the driveline warranty to an additional 2 years, 50,000 miles. So in other words, the car originally came with a 4 year, 50,000 mile warranty. They extend the driveline warranty another 2 years, 50,000 miles. So now you're out to 6 years, 100,000 miles. The thing you got to think about, though, is you have to ask yourself how many miles a year you drive, because it, you know, they're giving you, again, this is the old version, they're giving you 25,000 miles a year to drive the car. National average of miles per year is 15,000, California is 19,000. So, in essence, unless you're driving 25,000 miles a year, you're paying for a warranty that you're not going to get, because you're going to time out before you've driven the car that far. Okay. And when I say driveline, I mean that it doesn't cover any of the usual wear items. It doesn't cover brakes or suspension or belts or hoses or lighting equipment or windshield wipers, windshield washers, any interior parts, most of the exterior parts it doesn't cover. It's really basically anything that is that's internal in the engine or potentially is attached to the engine, and that's not everything necessarily. It would be internal transmission or possibly things that are attached to the transmission on the outside, except for wear items. It would include the drive shaft, and it would include the differential. Okay, those are basically the things that are covered under a CPO type of warranty. Okay, the surprise for me as I was doing research for this podcast, I wanted to make sure I had, you know, the latest information, is as of September 1st of 2017, that 2 year 50,000 mile extended warranty through the CPO dropped down to 1 year unlimited mileage coverage. Okay, so they took away the mileage situation, but the 2 years became 1 year. Okay. It still only covers major components. It does not cover any maintenance items or any of the things I mentioned, suspension components, any of that. The other thing is that if you, for some reason, you buy the car and you have it less than a year and you choose to sell it, there's a $200 transfer fee plus paperwork that has to be filled out to transfer the remainder of that warranty to the new owner, and that paperwork also has to be notarized. So basically, both parties are taking care of this paperwork. And like I say, someone's got to pay for a notary to notarize it. Okay. So obviously, the warranty part of a CPO, whatever advantage there was there, has, you know, dwindled down quite a bit. Okay. And realize that with a CPO type vehicle that you're buying. I mean, obviously there is additional time they're spending going through it. They're doing repairs to it. They're potentially advertising it maybe differently or in a number of different ways. So the question becomes is how much more are you paying for that car versus just a regular BMW that is still under warranty, but there's not a it's not a CPO car, okay? That would be an interesting question to ask a salesperson if it was possible. I mean, if you had two identical cars side by side and they had, you know, the same mileage, so on and so forth, it would be interesting to find out, well, how much is a non-CPO car versus the CPO car? You know, that would be, to me, that would be an interesting conversation to have, have and try to get, you know, an answer to that. Bottom line is you're, you know, you are paying more money for the CPO car. So, but, you know, for some people, there's a certain peace of mind. Hey, the some of the warranty is extended on it. Okay, great. But, you know, like I say, unfortunately, you know, the length of that warranty has been diminished by half, which is, like I say, I was really surprised when I found that out. There are additional extended warranties that can be purchased where you can extend the CPO warranty that is available at additional expense. And there's like two or three different levels of coverage. So I can't really, I'm not going to go into how much more that is because it's going to vary literally car by car, case by case type of a thing. Okay. That's something that if you're interested in when you're potentially looking at a BMW to buy that you may want to check into and they'll be able to, they'll be able to tell you, what you're looking at. So, you know, food for thought on that. So what's the difference between a CPO versus a used car? A used car, it comes in, and, you know, in the state of California, as much as they don't advertise this, that it may even have on the sticker where it says, as is, no warranty. What's not advertised and what's not talked about is in the state of California, there is a state-mandated 30-day safety safety warranty, I should say, okay? So, in other words, if there's a light bulb out, if you buy the car and you take it away and you realize a week later that, well, the windshield washers aren't working or the windshield wipers aren't working or it's got a brake light bulb out or something to that effect, those are all, that's a safety type issue. You can return as long as it's within 30 days and they have to take care of that, okay? Again, it's a state mandated safety issue. If you were to buy the car and the brakes felt funny and you took it to somebody else, a, you know, third party, and they said, well, the brakes on this car are worn out, okay? Obviously, that should have been taken care of before that car was ever put on the front line for sale. But you have 30 days to find these things out. And again, this is California state mandated. I'm sure it's quite possible that that's something you'd have to find out depending upon where you live. Whether or not your state has some sort of a used car, state mandated warranty of any kind, really. But again, it's not something that's talked about very much. So you can certainly find out one way or the other. So really, the difference between a CPO and just a used car, this is at the BMW dealership level, okay, because BMW is the only one that can offer a true CPO, okay? It's their program. Now, if a regular used car dealership wants to do something and call it certified, okay, fine. If it was me, I'd be asking questions. Well, what do you mean by certified pre-owned? What is it you're doing or not doing as compared to just a regular used car? Okay. Hopefully they should be able to answer that for you. But typically, you are going to pay more for the CPO car. It just depends really on what's your willingness to take a certain amount of risk in just buying a regular, you know, used car that has no CPO warranty. You know, what I would recommend, regardless of what you buy, is that I would highly recommend that you have a pre-purchase inspection done by a third party, a non-biased third party. In other words, a repair shop that you trust that knows the particular car, whether it be BMW or anything else for that matter. It would probably be better if you did go to a specialist, okay? Because they're going to know what to look for. They're going to tend to know what mileages different parts tend to wear out at, and they'll be able to advise you accordingly. It's just, you know, it's a protection on your part or for you to be able to have a pre-purchase inspection done on the car. If you want to find out more about that, my advice would be to check out episode number 10 of my podcast series, which is called Pre-Purchase Inspection, Do I Need One? Also, another one to check out is episode number 13, which is Extended Service Contracts, Are They Worth It? And also episode number 17, End of Warranty Strategy, Protect Yourself. These are all, I think, you know, worthwhile podcasts to listen to. I go much more in depth into, you know, why is it a good idea to have a pre-purchase inspection? Why is it necessarily, you know, I talk about extended service contracts. I'm not going to make a decision for anybody whether to buy one or not. My goal on that podcast is to educate you as far as the ins and outs and ups and downs and positives and negatives of extended service contracts. There are good ones out there, and there's some other ones that are highly expensive and they hardly cover anything. Okay. So listen to that one. I think you'll learn something. And then again, the end of warranty strategy, protect yourself. It's just what it says. It's doing some things as the car becomes close to the end of its warranty. You know, again, in that podcast, I talk about the idea of having a third party do an inspection on the car to let you know of anything they see that might be a problem that could very well be covered under warranty that you may not know about. So that's really about it. This has kind of been a short one. The thought came up of, you know, talking about the difference between a CPO car versus a used car. Those are kind of the highlights. I hope it's been informative for you. I hope you learned a couple things. And as usual, if you want to get a hold of me directly via email, it's bkpodcasts5@gmail.com. I am also on LinkedIn under Brad Kyle. K-Y-L-E is a last name. Appreciate your time. I also put out a monthly newsletter that if you want to get involved with that, you know, again, email me at the podcast email that I just gave you and just let me know, hey, put me on your email list. And I do send out a monthly newsletter, just a kind of a quickie thing. Appreciate your time. Hope you've gotten a few things out of this one. And look forward to being able to talk with you again. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you, and thank you again.